Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a last-minute trip to Jamaica today for an emergency meeting of Caribbean leaders to discuss the spiraling security and humanitarian crises in Haiti. The group is looking to develop a leadership transition in Haiti as gang violence rages and the population there suffers. Here's Nick Schifrin. And a note of caution, some images in this story are disturbing.
In Haiti's capital, the gangs are in control. They besiege Port-au-Prince's airport, where workers risk their lives just across the street. Prison cells are unlocked and unguarded, emptied by gangs of thousands of inmates. The dead are left to rot. The city smells of bodies. It's too dangerous to retrieve them. The lucky are only shot in the leg. Gangs have seized 80% of Port-au-Prince.
The gangs came with big guns. We have no guns, and we cannot defend ourselves. All of us are suffering.
Haiti is no stranger to gang violence, but this time gangs are trying to overthrow an absent government.
Welcome, Dr. the Honorable Ariel Henry, Prime Minister of the Republic of Haiti.
Prime Minister Ariel Henry has been abroad at a regional summit in Guyana and then Kenya to secure the deployment of international police to Haiti that he requested.
We did this appeal and you step up.
But by then, gangs closed the airport and his plane landed in Puerto Rico, where he's still stuck. Prominent gang leader Jimmy Cherizier, widely known as Barbecue, says Henri has to go.
We will fight Ariel Henri until our last drop of blood, until he resigns. If the international community continues to support Ariel Henri, they will lead us into civil war.
Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Caribbean leaders in Jamaica to announce $100 million support for the multinational police force and for a transitional presidential council.
Leadership at a critical moment for Haiti, but also a critical moment for all of us.
There's no agreement yet on the council's makeup, but it would likely require Henri to resign, as reiterated today by Haiti caucus co-chair, Florida Democrat Sheila Sherfalis McCormick.
We've given him ample opportunities to have a transitional government. It's been a year and a half, and he has stalemated this process.
Henri assumed power in July 2021 after the assassination of former President Jovenel Moïse. Last month, a judge indicted Moïse's widow, Martine, for conspiring to kill her husband and replace him with herself. She was indicted alongside former Prime Minister Claude Joseph. It helped push Haiti to today's breaking point after years of poverty and violence. This weekend, the U.S. military boosted security around the embassy and evacuated non-essential staff.
And today, the European Union announced it will evacuate all of its staff from Haiti in response to a, quote, dramatic security deterioration. For more on Haiti, we're joined by Robert Faton, Professor of Government and Foreign Affairs at the University of Virginia. Robert Faton, thank you very much. Welcome to the NewsHour. How critical is the crisis that Haiti faces today?
It's critical. I mean, Haiti is essentially on life support now. The gangs have essentially controlled the capital city, Port-au-Prince. They are controlling not only the main arteries leading to the capital city, but they've attacked the jails. They've attacked the airport, they've attacked the ministries, and they even attacked the National Palace. So it's a really critical moment in the history of modern Haiti.
And they've actually closed the airport so the Prime Minister can't return. As we said, Secretary Blinken's in Jamaica today talking to regional leaders and calling for an independent, what they're calling presidential college, to transition away from Ariel Henry. How realistic is that?
This is going to be difficult because you have many different political factions in Haiti that have proposed essentially that solution, to have a college where the presidency would rotate. The only problem is that those parties in Haiti do not agree on the composition of the party. And the big problem is obviously, what do you do with the bandits or the gangs? Are they going to be part of the negotiations? Are they going to be excluded from any potential transitional government? That's the big question. And it's very clear that in Haiti now, the police is incapable of keeping order for long. It's also very clear that any type of government that were to come in the next 48 hours or so would have to deal with the gangs, and they don't have the means to deal with it. So the question is whether the mission that was approved by the United Nations is going to arrive on time in Haiti, that is to say, the Kenyan troops, the Kenyan police officers that were supposed to arrive in Haiti, whether they are going to arrive and whether they are going to be there on time, because the situation is deteriorating as we speak.
The gang leader Barbecue has said publicly that the violence, at least the latest round of violence, will stop if Henri steps down. That perhaps is a short-term solution, but is that the medium or even long-term solution?
It may be a short-term solution, but one has to doubt that the simple absence of Ariel Henri is going to resolve the problem in Haiti. And it's not even clear that Ariel Henri is the problem at the moment. And the gangs may change their mind, because they are very close to getting the National Palace. And if they were to get to the National Palace, they may install someone who's not of the liking of most of the groups in Haiti itself, let alone the international community.
You mentioned the multinational force that Kenya would lead. There is a debate among experts of Haiti, as you know, about whether those police officers could actually quell the violence. Do you believe they can?
It's going to be very difficult for them. You're talking only about 1,000 police officers. They don't speak the language. They speak English. Apparently, some of them have learned French, but that is not going to be the language that they are going to have to speak confronting the gangs and going into the slums. So it's going to be very difficult. On the other hand, we don't really know how powerful are the gangs in terms of their capacity to inflict punishment on a well-armed force. That will have to be found out. The other problem is obviously that the terrain itself is very complicated, because you need to go to the slums, but you need also to protect the airport, the National Palace. You need to protect the main arteries. So this is going to be an exceedingly difficult issue to be resolved. And 1,000 police officers may not be enough. We will have to wait and see, if they come, that is.
The U.S. has backed Ariel Henri for years, including after the assassination of Jovenel Moise. And now the U.S. is calling for a transfer of power. What credibility does the U.S. have right now in Haiti?
Well, whether Haitians like it or not, the U.S. is the main elephant in the room. Ariel Henri has been kind of humiliated because he's not even allowed to go back to Haiti, as you know. And to some extent, the situation of Ariel Henri reminds us of Henry Kissinger's dictum that you can be that to be an enemy of the United States is very dangerous, but to be a friend of the United States can be fatal. And I think that Ariel Henri is finding himself in that situation, although he may have a last card to play, but all signs point to his resignation, whether it's voluntary or forced.
Robert Fonton, thank you very much.
Thank you.